Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I didn't come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. Not want them to beat me.
They're never gonna beat you.
They came close to that.
And I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. This is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
Your brain is like a circuit switch. Once you believe you are something, you actually embody it. You embody that feeling. If you were, God forbid, in a coma, and you woke up, and you didn't really have a memory, and you were told that you used to be a Navy SEAL, and they want you back now when you're healthy, do you think you'd act differently and hold yourself differently, conduct yourself different, and have a different self-concept of who you are than if you were told you were a piano instructor? Being successful in life is all about having the proper belief system in who you are. Truly believing that you are something unique, that you are something special in that field. If you truly believe inside of you that you are one of the best actors in the world, you will be entirely different than if you're like, I hope I'm good. Your expressions will be totally different. Your tone of voice. You'll talk in a more convincing fashion. You'll use your natural voice instead of a scripted one. You'll be more emphatic. You'll be more real, more relatable. Our brain is like a circuit. And so if we introduce it with the proper wiring, you're going to go straight to your target. If you're unsure about who you are, then your dreams, your goals, they will never become a reality. Everyone has mental doubts in life, internal conflicts. Even the most successful people that you look up to. But they don't live there. It's how you handle those negative thoughts in that exact moment and overwhelm them with positive action And that comes with this utmost confidence in yourself that you can handle the situation. Trust in yourself that you are better than the moment.
The greats think differently. The greats see differently, right? The greats have a different worldview. The greats, they approach the game in a totally different way. So I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you to think about what you're thinking about when your effort is low. Because if you can get this, if you can get this, you can get any success you want in life. You can have anything you want in life if you can get this. The next time you give a low effort, right? You give it 70% or 50% or 30%. I want you to think about what you're thinking about when your effort is low. If your effort is low, you're probably not thinking about the opportunity. You're probably thinking about the obligation. And when you think about E.T., how you stay pumped up. E.T.'s how you stay on fire. E.T., how you always driven, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, even in the midst of your haters, when people try to break you and tear you down. E.T., how you stay strong. I keep thinking about the opportunity. Every single day, I'm thinking about the opportunity, and I'm not looking at this thing as an obligation. I'm not looking at this thing as something that I have to do or that I'm forced to do, right? Something that somebody's making me do. Every time I wake up, I'm thinking, I'm alive, baby. This is the day. This is an opportunity. If you want what you've never had before, if you want to do what you've never done before, if you want to be what you've never been before, change your mentality. And I want you to see that effort goes up when you look at it as, I got an opportunity of a lifetime. But you should be excited about the fact that you have an opportunity.
Enjoyed this segment, and if you guys don't know, I am the owner and creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully, which stands for SOAR. This is SOAR Radio. My name is Pete Richardson, and today is Memorial Day. Yes, just like Dr. Eric Thomas says, I don't know about you, but I'm just excited about the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? What are you thinking about when your effort is low? What are you thinking about when your effort is low? You're thinking about giving up. You're probably thinking about the opposition and not thinking about the opportunity. Yes, that's Dr. Eric Thomas right there. Shout out to him. On the line today, I do got former Cleveland Indian. His name is Coach Mac Chambers. He coached me. He coached me up, made me into a supreme athlete, superb athlete. Whenever I was in high school playing Muskogee High School baseball, he also not only helped me out in baseball, he also helped me out in life. So here in a few minutes, I do going to have Mr. Coach Mac Chambers on the line. He's going to tell you what he's doing now and how it feels to be a young black man growing up in school and also get drafted, because that's what we all do dream about whenever we are little kids. So that's actually something that he actually lived and got to live and got to play inside of the Cleveland Indians organizations for 4 years. But until then, I want to give a moment of silence right now for the soldiers that who have fought and protected us over here in this country. Let's go. 10 seconds. Let's go. All righty. We just want to say thank you to the soldiers. Thank you. Yes, just want to say thank you, because without your effort, without your commitment, and most importantly, without your volunteerness, that we would not here be able to pursue our dreams here in this world. We would not be able to I wouldn't be able to do radio. Like Coach Chambers wouldn't be able to coach, just like, you know, and fulfill his dream. Just like different people, like Michael Jordan wouldn't be able to play basketball. Bill Clinton would have never been a president. Barack Obama wouldn't be able to be the president now if it wasn't for our soldiers and our former soldiers. But right now I do got Mr. Coach Chambers on the line. He just called in. Coach Chambers, what's up, man? Can you hear me all right?
What's up, PD? Doing great. How about yourself, baby?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And for you guys that just now tuning in, if you're just now tuning in, it's Soul Radio, P. Richardson, the owner and creator of Soul Radio. On the line, I do. If you've never heard of Muskogee, then you probably never heard of what I'm about to say now. But straight from Sparrow, Oklahoma, played baseball at Seminole State College in Seminole, Oklahoma, with the legendary coach Lloyd Simmons. Just like I said earlier on the show, played 4 years in the Cleveland Indians organization. Ended up going to NSU, Northeastern State University, that's also in Oklahoma, was an associate scout for the Tampa Bay Rays for 5 years. But I can tell you, in the midst of all that, through all his accomplishments, this dude is somebody who helped to come into my life in a very important time and help me and get my head straight and go ahead and pursue my sports at a longer in life. So that's just like I just said, Mr. Mac Chambers. Man, it's been a long time, Coach.
It's been a while, man. It's glad to hear things are going well for you, man. I'm very proud of you, man. That's awesome, man. Thanks for the great introduction as well.
It's all good. So I'm going to go ahead and get it back to you. I've been briefly introduced you, so I'm going to go ahead and let you formally introduce yourself, just the town you grew up in and just how it was until you got to high school.
Yeah, like Pete said, I'm from Sparrow, Oklahoma. It's a little town, but it's, you know, a lot of successful guys that come out. And, you know, I graduated in 1991, and from there, like Pete said, I went on to play college baseball, you know, to live out a dream I had when I was little. You know, I played for 2 years at Seminole State College for the legendary Lloyd Simmons. You know, like you said, you know, guys, you know, just like a lot of other coaches I had in my life was very instrumental to my success and I had, and, you know, and that's, you know, that was great for me. And then after that, you know, I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to get drafted and played in the Cleveland Indians organization for 4 years. And so an injury cut me short there. But after that, got healthy and got a scholarship to play football at Northeastern State there in Kalkaw, Oklahoma. You know, and then from there, you know, I landed a job there in Muskogee High School for being a baseball coach. Unfortunately, that's where I met Pete Richardson, you know, and he played for me as, you know, for 4 years for baseball.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I remember them 4 years, man. Me and my friends, me, Chubb, and Trike, we joke about it all the time. Whenever, I think it was Trice's senior year. And it was me and Chubby's sophomore year. Like I think that might have been like your first year of head coach. But we talk about those years, man. And it's like we never skipped a beat, coach. Let me ask you something. Did you always know, like growing up as a little kid, did you always know you was going to get drafted?
Well, you didn't know I was going to get drafted. It was a dream to get drafted, but with that dream, it came a lot of, you know, dedication, a lot of hard work, and, you know, and a lot of grinding every day, and, you know, doing things when other guys are, you know, out doing, you know, going out and having a good time on Fridays and Saturdays, and I was, you know, in the gym working, or, you know, out on the field with a good buddy of mine, Ryan Franklin, who actually pitched in the big leagues for several different clubs, and now he's an assistant to the GM with the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, so it was a dream to play professionally, and, you know, a lot of guys don't get the opportunity, and I was blessed to get the opportunity. But with that, you know, it was a lot of hard work, you know, and just a lot of sacrifices and a lot of guys don't realize, you know, until they're a little older, you know, and that's why, you know, I really wanted to, you know, to be a coach, to try to instill them things into young people, you know. So that was and that's why I'm still in it to the day. You know, I wasn't fortunate enough to make it to the big leagues, but my time was short. But I think I, you know, all my experience and the things I learned, you know, by playing, I'm able to give back, you know, to young people. And just like yourself, you know, a lot of things that you remember now that I used to, you know, say to you guys, you know, to prepare you, you know, for success, you know, and listen, you know, right now, and you probably use a lot of them things that we talked about and you learned from me to be successful with your radio program that you got started, radio station that you got started. So.
Oh, yes, sir, man. I was just telling my wife, I was like, I don't think you understand, like the what's the best way to put it? I don't think she got, like, she didn't, she, my wife, she comes in later after sports, so she don't really get to see me, like, being physically active as vice versa how we used to be back then. But I was telling her how you was going to be on the show, and I was like, yeah, Coach Chambers used to get down there and race with us. He would lift weights with us. He was to come down there and come hit with us, hit home runs over the Green Monster. We think it can't be done, but he, Coach Chambers would go over there and hit it to go the other way with it and still clear the fence. And now I'm able to sit back and think of just your heart, your courage that you had just to take kids in that was not your own and really push them and show them that there is another level, you know. So I really take my hat off for you for that, Coach D.
Appreciate it. Like I said before, that's the reason I got in this profession to be able to do the things, you know, like that. You know, I had a lot of guys that was inspirational in my life, you know, coming up as high school coaches, college coaches, and even when I played the pro ball. And it's doing, being able to do that, because to me, it's not a lot of guys out there, you know, and especially role models, probably role models for guys, you know, to look up to. It's a lot of them out there, but it's not a lot. It's not enough, you know. So I'm really fortunate enough to be able to do that, you know, and let guys, you know, look and say, hey, things, it can be done, you know, with the, you know, right thing that you probably can remember. You know, I really pushed you guys because, you know, athletics is a game of failure, you know. It's how you deal with that, you know. It's ups and down. That's the same thing in life, you know. You got to prepare yourself, you know, for that. And that's one of the biggest thing I feel athletics bring to young guys, you know, because it is up and down, you know. It's a struggle, but it's, you know, the way you overcome adversity is going to determine how successful you're going to be. But that's with anything. You can't give up, because you're going to be up and you're going to be down. And you just got to, you know, the word we like to use, you got to keep grinding, you know, because it's a grind. Everything's a grind if you want to be successful.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you want to be successful, you gotta get your grind on. And one thing I like to tell the players who I talk to and stuff, I tell them you can't cheat the grind. You know what I'm saying? You can't cheat the grind.
Definitely.
You gotta put in the time. And I remember Coach C. I remember my freshman year. I think first you gave me some cleats, and then after that you gave me that glove, Ron Franklin's glove. And now that I really sit back and think about it, I was like, man, that's big, because I was that little poor black kid who just happened to, was fortunate enough to make it to high school. And not only was I fluent in football, but I was also fluent in baseball. But if you weren't around, I can sit here and honestly say that I probably wouldn't have played. But I had friends that I hung around with on a daily basis that helped me stay out of trouble and keep my head straight. So, which brings me to my next question for you. You mentioned Ron Franklin. Well, was that your friend that what you guys had in common was like drive and dedication? So instead of, just like you said, instead of going out and having a good time on Friday and Saturday, you guys was going in, putting in extra work. So what was it that got you guys to become so close? Like, was it the sports, or was you guys just already cool in school?
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you a funny story how we met. You know, this how we was in a recess in the third grade and was playing kickball. And I hit him with a kickball in the face, and we end up getting to a fight at school. You know, we got in trouble, got put in timeout. And then that same day, okay, after school, I was riding my bike up the down the road, and I seen him. And then we got in a fight that day, and we became best friends that day. You know, we found out that we was dadgum next door neighbors within dadgum half a mile between within each other. And then from that time on, we've been best friends, and it was crazy. And we always pushed each other, no matter what it was. You know, football, basketball, baseball. We hung out. You know, his family used to always say, "Hey, where's your shadow?" You know, it was just a funny comment, just because, you know, we was always running around doing stuff together, and it's crazy, you know. After we both got, you know, after college, we went in separate ways. You know, we never lost contact, but we didn't get to that. We always, you know, spent coming up, but we still we talk, you know, once a week still. You know, he lives in Shawnee now, and I live in Broken Arrow, and, you know, so it's still, the friendship is still there.
Oh, okay, yeah, man, that's a tremendous thing, because most guys don't, you know, they friendships break off. But that's crazy how you say first you guys got into a fight, and then you guys become best friends. That's crazy how that kind of works out, huh?
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's over, you know, but we found out we both was competitive, you know, and that what drove everything, you know, and that's fun. We, you know, we competed, you know, amongst each other all the time, but it just made each one of us better, because we just, everything we've done, we're one-on-one basketball, it don't matter what it was, you know, wiffle ball, a video game. Back then, Nintendo was big, you know, back us going to Nintendo. You know, we just compete and all that stuff, and, you know, but it was fun, though.
He bought back the Nintendo. There we go.
Well, Coach,
you talking about on the Nintendo game when you decided to get down there and, like, and
with the joystick, get that joystick, put that joystick between the fingers and go to work, boy.
Yeah, these kids nowadays, man, everything is too digital now. You know, they don't know nothing about that nowadays. It's all iPads and stuff. So, Coach, whenever you was in high school, let's say 17, 18 years old, because you also play, you mentioned basketball. So, did you find it kind of difficult to choose between basketball and baseball, or was baseball was just something you knew that could take you to the next level?
Well, I was, be honest with you, I was more into basketball than anything. I mean, I just, you know, Spud Webbs, Muzzy Bowles, them guys, you know, hey, them guys in the NBA, you know, at 5'6", 5'5", 5'7", you know, and I thought that's what I wanted to do. And then reality hit, and I had a lot of, you know, actually Ryan Franklin's brother, Jay Franklin, you know, he got drafted out of high school, and in college, he went on to play pro ball. And then the size in baseball wasn't as big as a factor was in basketball, you know, back then. And, you know, any size was able to go play at the next level there a lot easier. So that's when I started realizing, hey, man, this guy, he made him. We had a couple other guys around there that made, you know, pro ball, you know. So I thought that was the best chance for me to go play pro, a professional sport, you know, with my size, knowing that, you know, I was going to be, you know, 5'9", you know, 5'10". You know, so, and that's how, you know, that's how I chose baseball, you know. It was just one of them things. I was recruited out of high school to do, you know, football, basketball, and baseball. But I just, you know, chose baseball, and the guy, Lloyd Simmons, came in, and he did a great job, you know, selling this program. Well, actually, we knew about his program, and went up there and had two best, you know, times of my life, 2 years. You know, he really made me, you know, a really, really, really stronger competitor. You know, because it was an up there. If you wanted to play, he was going to get the most out of it, because he was demanding, and, you know, it was really, 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 you know, structured. And, boy, you had to be responsible if you wanted to be successful. But it was a lot of fun, though. To be honest with you, I missed that more than I missed playing pro ball.
I hear you, probably because of that, like, that brotherhood, camaraderie and stuff, and it's like you just now coming into your own as a man and making those decisions. And on top of that, playing a sport that you love. So I can guarantee, I can't say I can guarantee, but I also miss those days as well, just whenever my first days here at Tech. So what's some advice would you tell that 17 to 18-year-olds on how they can separate themselves whenever they are chasing, either they're chasing that draft, or they know there's a possibility they could get drafted out of high school, or if they don't get drafted, they know that they're going to play at the next level. So what's some advice would you tell that 17 to 18-year-old kid right now?
Now, put in the time, you know, because you're going to get out of it what you put in it, because it's a lot of guys out there working, and the guys that separate themselves are the guys that's putting in more time. It's like anything you do. If you want to be, and, you know, if you want to be a CEO of a company, if you start anything, all them guys is putting in time. You know, Good Morning, this is E.T., Eric Thomas, you know what I'm saying? You know, just the guys.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, it's just all, I mean, you got to put in the time. If you want to be successful, if you want to be the dude, this is anything. If you want to be the guy, you got to put in time. And don't expect anything to be given to you, okay? Work for it. Okay, no one can take away something that you worked for.
Yeah, I know, that's right. Can't nobody take away nothing that you work for, just like Coach C just said, and just like how Coach Chambers mentioned, as he would push us whenever we were playing in high school, and we will find ourselves feeling a lot better of ourselves after the workout and after we went through what Coach C put us through, and that's just how we were. So for the people that's out there listening right now, think about what you're thinking about when you're not giving that much effort and that much effort. So think about what you're thinking about whenever you are participating in something and you lollygagging. So whatever that thought is that you're thinking about, the reason why you lollygagging, because you're probably thinking about the opposition and not the opportunity. So don't think about the number of miles you have to run. Just be thankful that you can run and just go out there and make the best of it. So Coach Chambers, with that being said, would you say the same thing to that one that's about to graduate, that's maybe 22 and 23, that's about to hit the real world? So what's some advice would you give to that college graduate, whether they want to go play in the next league, or would you recommend them just to go ahead and just go join the corporate world if possible?
No, because I will go ahead and pursue it, because one thing that age you can't, if you're still able to do it, you need to do it. Because once you get older, and when you'll realize that you wish you would have done more if you still had opportunity. Mm-hmm. If you still pursue a dream, go ahead and do it till you can't do it, because there's a lot of guys wish they would have that didn't have. You know, it happens all the time. So you need to try to play something as long as you can. Chase the dream as long as you can. Then one day, you know, if you didn't know that you done what you know you've done all you can do, then now it's just time to move on. But don't just stop, because you hear success stories all the time about, hey, guy gets cut. All right, now another team gives him another opportunity. Oh, he gets cut, and then another guy gives him opportunity. And then all that mm-hmm. drive and all that cutting, you just keep building that. You know, don't let nobody tell you no. If you're chasing a dream, if you're putting in the time, okay, you should have a chance, you know, to pursue your dream.
Oh, I like that right there. He said, if you put in the time and you're still able to play that sport, go ahead and pursue that dream. Just like he said, a team might drop you, but everything happens for a reason. So you might get picked up by another team in the way you fit perfectly within that system, or fit perfectly
exactly.
with the coach. You never know. So if you about to graduate and you feel like you want to keep playing and you're able to keep playing, well, Coach Shane was just saying, well, go ahead and keep playing, because this happens more times than not. You got those kids that are coming out of Miami University, Florida State University, on the football level, on the college baseball level, coming out of the University of Texas, you know what I'm saying? And coming out programs like that and going to the combine or still getting drafted in baseball, but they didn't even play in college. But then the professional team still sees some potential, which means, so if they didn't think they could play, they wouldn't even come after you like that. So don't shoot yourself in the foot. Most people nowadays, if you talk to somebody who has been your age, they probably would tell you something like this. They're probably upset of the things that they didn't do rather than being upset of the things that they did do. So with that being said, Coach Chambers, is there a quote or mantra that you live by when things get tough? There's something to share with the audience.
Well, I just say, Pete, the same quote that your team motto that we had when you was there, when satisfaction sets in, progress ends. You know, that quote, you know, I tell it to a lot of guys, you know, if you get satisfied, then you're going to stop progressing. You know, if you can use that as something, like you said, we had it on shirts and different things. I think that's
mm-hmm.
that's a great motto to go by. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. I completely agree. And those quotes that you guys had in that in our field house, dreams are not something to wish for. Dreams are not something to wish for. They're something to work for. And
right.
And that's something I really took to heart. And let me, because we're getting pressed on time, but let me share a story with you that Coach Parnell has said something to me, because in my ninth grade year, my ninth grade year, I started because, you know, football's in the fall, right? So I started off playing football. And Coach Parnell was my coach. And you'll get to the – I'm going to make the point here in a second. But Coach Parnell, whenever I was at football, Coach C, I never got second. I was always first, whether if it was sprints, no matter what it was. If we had to make it in 15 seconds – well, if we had to make it in 17 seconds, I'm making it in 14 to 15 seconds. I'm first in everything. So my first time – so we finally come over to baseball – And Coach, I didn't even know Coach Parnell was a coach in baseball. So Coach Parnell, I was like, oh, Coach P. And Coach P, he completely different person. Completely different person than he was in football. Football, he was a hard-nosed guy. And baseball, he was laid back, in which I understood once I got once I understood the type of players who we were around, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, when we start practicing in baseball, Coach, y'all worked so hard, and it was a different type of workout that I couldn't keep up. You know what I'm saying? So, and I thought I was right. In pretty good shape. So now I'm over here in baseball, can't keep up, one of the last ones, and I'm reading the quote, dreams are not something to wish for, it's something to work for. So I'm up there reading the quote, using the bathroom, and Coach P walks in up on me. He asked me, what's wrong? I said, what you mean, Coach P? He said, man, in football, you'd never get second in nothing. But over here, He said, you're getting last. He was like, I don't know this, Pete. I said, Coach, this is different. I said, I can run sprints all day, but I said, these miles and running these flat poles? I was like, Coach. I was like, man, y'all going to have to give me a bit on that. But, yeah, that's my little story. That's my baseball story of some of the hard work. Yeah, that y'all would put in, man. They got to take it easy on these kids out here, Coach.
Right. Hey, if you want to be the best, hey, you got to put in that work. That's the only way around. It ain't going to happen if you don't put in that work.
Yeah, that's true, man. And if it wasn't for coaches like you and Coach P and all that, I don't think I would have known what hard work was, because no one never really showed us. You know what I'm saying? You guys showed us how to put in the time. So, all right, Coach P, you seem like a man that's always on it. What do you see yourself in 5 years? I ask everybody this to come on my show. So what do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself doing the same thing I'm doing, being an impact and, you know, on young guys' lives and wanting them to be successful and getting calls like you from you, you know, hey, can you be on my radio show? Because, you know, you didn't make yourself a successful human being. You know, so that's my dream, to keep doing that. I'll do that until I can't do it no more. That's what I know. That's what I love doing. That's what I have the energy to do. And, you know, I get energy when I see guys, you know, that want to work and then guys get successful and been successful.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. It make you want to just like, okay, let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I know where you're coming from. And now that I'm up in age, I see the courage that it took for you to do it, and especially becoming a black coach down there in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and the beat in the eyes and encouraging young black brothers like myself, and encouraging all brothers to not only get better in high school, but to also translate themselves into a better human being. And a lot of people don't know Coach Chen was also coached girls softball too. So, man, you talking about somebody who can adapt and just be an all well rounded coach. I mean, the coach got it. So, all right, Coach Chen, but if somebody wanted to contact you, do you have an email or, you know, like a business email or something that maybe somebody can contact you if they wanted to?
Yeah, it's MEMA Chambers at yahoo.com.
All righty. You say MEMA Chambers at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
All righty. All right, Coach Chambers, you got anything else you want to say? Like five, something for about 5 seconds or
all you guys out there. I got two things. Hey, it's two things you control every day, guys. That's your attitude and effort. When you get out of bed, you know, your attitude and effort, it's going. You can control that every day. That's two. And when you wake up, if you wake up on the wrong side of bed, you're already on the wrong start because your attitude is bad. Always have a positive attitude and always give effort, man. And girls, whoever's listening.
All righty. Yeah, Coach Samuels, I got over 23,000 listeners. So somebody out there listening, you know what I'm saying?
Attitude and effort.
That's Mr. Coach Samuels, straight up out of Sparrow, Oklahoma. Went to Seminole State College. Played 4 years in the Cleveland Indians organization. Went to Northeastern State University. Got a scholarship there. They ended up going for Temple Bay Rays, and right now he's working for USSSA All-American. And all I can say right now for you, Coach Chambers, is keep up the good work, but I will be in touch with you and see if you can help me pursue my dreams again.
You bet. Anytime, Pete, man. Proud for you, brother. Good job. Keep it up.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I sure will. Thank you, Coach Chambers. You have a great day and happy Memorial Day.
You too as well, buddy. We'll see.
All right, cool. Yeah, that was my coach, Mr. Mac Chambers. Took me in as a young pup my freshman year. I was a real poor kid. I mean, a real poor kid growing up. Gave me some cleats, gave me a glove, gave me a few things, and taught me how to really be successful in the game of baseball. Because in the game of baseball, us as black kids, we were thinking hitting and pitching that to reteach us the whole fundamentals. But he was patient with us, and he also did. So shout out to Coach Chambers. Thank you. Thank you so very much for being a helpful man. Beneficial. And also this, I was going to ask him this, but I should have asked him who won the last time we raced. But nah, it's all good, you know. But that's how we're gonna wrap it up. This is Soul Radio, the owner and sole creator of Soul Radio is your boy PDP, also known as P Richardson. You know what I'm saying? Happy Memorial Day to the soldiers. Thank you to the soldiers, and also thank you again, Coach Chambers, for being on my show and being influential, and thank you for just being you. With that being said, hope everybody have a blessed day. Hope everybody stay true. And if you got a hater, tell them to go ahead and move out the way. You ain't got no time for that today. Just like that, I'm throwing up the deuces. Peace, and I'm out.